The Prime Minister today met with officials from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and the Registrar General's Office, as well as Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Acting Finance Minister Teresa Makone, and the Acting Constitutional and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Nelson Chamisa to assess progress in voter education and registration since their group's inaugural meeting in December. Details of the meeting are unclear, but after the meeting, the Prime Minister's spokesman William Bango said Mr. Tsvangirai was unhappy that voter education and registration is running behind schedule. Bango said it was agreed that the Registrar General's office will no longer handle voter registration.
ZEC is now fully in charge of the process because it's now in operation, which they are constitutionally expected to execute. As regards to the role of the Registrar General and that of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission as to who actually is in charge of this process, ZEC has the ball stops with ZEC. ZEC is responsible for the registration of voters in that it has this constitutional supervisory role of how that process should be managed. The registration may technically, through what one may call the legwork, may be technically done through the legwork of the Registrar General. But as I said, the buck stops with ZEC. Should there be any disputes, should there be any problems, should the state of the voters' roll come under challenge, ZEC is ultimately responsible as the constitutional institution mandated to do that in this country.
Mr. Mudede's office has been accused in previous elections of tampering with the voters' rolls. Studio 7, in its own investigations, has found clear errors in the rolls. For example, the late former Prime Minister Ian Douglas-Smith is still listed as an eligible voter. Registrar General Mudede refused to answer any questions relating to the latest development.
I have nothing to say at the moment. This meeting was chaired by the Prime Minister, and the ministers were there. What is being discussed outside, I cannot discuss. I'm not privileged. No, I can't discuss. I can't discuss it here.
Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Deputy Chairperson Joyce Kazembe said ZEC is ready to start its work once resources are provided by the Finance Ministry. She said the commission requires $13 million for voter education and registration.
When the money has been released, we are ready to roll. We're just waiting for money. That's all. We are ready. The teams are ready. Information is ready. People out there will be told when the process is going out. All we need to do is to have a pre-registration voter exercise of about a week to go out and tell the people, to advertise in the newspapers, to go to radio, to all the electronic media, print media, to tell the people out there, and actually physical, go out a week before this process to tell the people that the RGV is on the road. In a week's time.
Acting Finance Minister Makone said the money required by ZEC is available and voter education and registration will start soon, though she did not provide an exact date.
We have agreed that the process should start and start as soon as possible. But what is required is the initial funding to kickstart the process, which should be found by the Minister of Finance. So from here, I am going to my office where I'll be meeting with the responsible staff from the Minister of Finance to see what is available and to have that money authorized so that it is released to the ZEC and the Registrar General's office so that they can start the registration and inspection exercise.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai, who is head of government business, was tasked by the unity government principals to oversee election preparations, cut short his annual leave to deal in part with delays in voter education and registration. The Daily News newspaper also reported today that President Robert Mugabe is expected to return from his holiday in the Far East today ahead of schedule to resume work on revisions to the constitution. Both Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai have agreed that elections will take place this year after a referendum on the proposed constitution. But Mugabe's ZANU-PF party officials have stated several times that elections should go ahead with or without a new governing charter if differences over the proposed constitution are not resolved. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.